two parts to The Fabulous Life today. First, we're going to hear about a hard-hitting production opening at the Theatre Arts Admin Collective tonight. And then we hope to convince you to check out a local TV series, which has recently launched its second season on Showmax. More on that in just a moment. A reminder that if you'd like to interact with either of the guests, you can join the conversation on 021-446-0567 or send an SMS to 31567. Now, I've just been talking in our previous segment about an incredibly hard-hitting piece of theatre on at the Baxter about men and violence. I want to flip the conversation over completely as we welcome Olivia Fisher to the studio. She's the director of a show which opens tonight at the Theatre Arts Admin Collective, which is all about women's experience of violence and deals with rape and rape culture. Not an easy topic, Olivia, and it's something that's quite hard to get people to come and engage with, because the idea of a night out at the theatre for many people is one of a fun production that takes their mind off the realities of everyday life. At the same time, the theatre stage is a place where we do engage with the realities of society. So I think it's great that theatre like this is being made. Welcome to the studio and thanks for joining us to tell us more about the production of Still.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great pleasure.
This is wild. I graduated from UCT as a theatre performance student when I was, I was 22 in 2017, and part of our final exam, we had to create a piece. And I, for about a year, had been sitting with this image of a woman submerged in a glass box of water. And I was raped when I was at the end of my first year.
I'm so sorry.
It happened. And it's taken me a long time to move through that. And I think using my final exam theatre piece to move and heal through it was a big step for me in my process. And I think that process is still ongoing. But I really wanted to make a piece that was about rape culture without it being one of those normal plays about rape that, like, the big crux is he said, she said, and is it true, is it not true? Because I'm not interested by that dialogue anymore. And I fundamentally believe in the statistic that 1 in 3 women are raped in South Africa. And there are groups of men that are doing that. And I want to know who those men are. And I don't believe that it's just one Tom, Dick and Harry that's going around perpetuating that violence. So I wanted to make a piece that dealt with rape culture in that kind of three-dimensional dynamic way, tries to.
You know, I love what you've just said about the question of who are the men doing it. It's a very active phrasing, and I'm using that deliberately because so often our own coverage, and we stick my hand up and concede to this as members of the media, we talk about a woman was raped. There were X number of rapes in the last month, as some sort of arm's length distance that removes the perpetrator from the conversation.
And you put it as the actor.
It happened to the woman. When actually what we should be saying is a man raped a woman.
100%.
So, okay, it sounds to me like that is really what you're digging into in this play. Now, it's a play that you've taken to great acclaim to Grahamstown just a couple of weeks ago at the National Arts Festival.
Yes.
Not so. Tell us a little bit about the experience of showing it there and what the audience response was like.
I was terrified. It was weird because it wasn't as terrifying going overseas with it. I found it, like, more difficult showing it to South African audiences because it's a South African play. But I mean, our opening was sold out and people had to put in, our amazing crew had to put in more chairs to facilitate more people. And it was just really, I think, overwhelming for me that so many people were interested and wanted to come out and have a conversation with us. Because that's really what this piece is about. It doesn't answer any questions. I don't have any answers. I don't think that anyone has really any answers, but the only way that we can find them is if we start talking about these things and finding creative ways to have these discussions and to bring them to the table. Because right now there are very few people sitting at it, and I want more people to be here talking about it.
Engaging in the conversation.
Yeah.
You mentioned taking it overseas. I mean, there was a massive opportunity for you to take this production to the Hollywood Fringe last year. Sure. What was it like then taking, as you say, a story that you've written with a South African audience in mind, a South African story, and showing it to an American audience?
It was really interesting because I didn't realize this at the time, but I'd taken it to the very heart of the Me Too movement.
Exactly. Yeah.
About like maybe a year after it started building. And a lot of people asked me that question, and a lot of people were asking, how did the Me Too movement shift the conversation in South Africa? Did it reach South African shores? I think what was interesting for me in LA is that we performed to no one in LA. Like, I'm going to be honest, we had one audience member to one of our shows. We had like 12 people in an 80-seater. It was rough. And then when we won all these awards, people were like, oh, I wish I'd seen it. And I was like, yeah, me too. Like, me too. But it was really cool because the audience members afterwards had such a profound impact on me as a theater maker and understanding like what I want to say, how those things that I put on stage, how they can be read and what those different readings look like, depending on who's sitting in that chair at what time and what stage of their life. Mm. And I met some incredible women that are doing some unbelievable work, not just bringing people to the conversation about rape culture, but bringing the conversation of like menstrual issues, trying to teach sexual education to men and women and having them together in a room talking about one topic, you know? And I was surrounded by very, very strong women that I was blessed to meet. Mm. And I wasn't expecting any of that. So 12 audience members, but 12 audience members that felt something. And that's what you really want, you know?
That engagement after the show, is that something that you facilitate deliberately as part of the process of watching it? I'm thinking of Just Men. It being in the audience was overwhelming as it was, and then to get to the end of the production and feel like I was about to let my breath go, and then they turned the spotlight on the audience and said, now talk to us about what you felt watching that. Are you doing a similar thing, or was this just people coming up to you after the show saying, I want to talk to you about what I just saw?
I prefer having people come up to me after the show, or me approaching audience members, just because I think that this topic is very difficult. And a lot of people don't want to talk about it because it's painful. Mm-hmm. And I understand more than anyone that it's painful. And I appreciate Q&As in theaters. I think that they're very, very helpful and educational. For me, it's just not the right time and it's not the right piece. I would much rather be able to do a Q&A like the next day, with like a school, like if schools came to watch it from like, you know, matric students and have that conversation the next day when they've had time to process and they have a teacher that's present that can really facilitate that conversation. Because it's a dangerous conversation to have with someone that, I mean, I am biased. I sit in my own biases and I'm not trained in facilitating a conversation around that.
Yeah.
But, I would really be interested in doing that in a more like proper way.
Formalized, you know? Way, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, I don't want there to be one or 12 people sitting in the audience tonight.
Me either.
And I know they're not going to be. What we do need, though, is to tell our audience some of the details. So you're opening tonight, running until the 29th of July with performances at 7 p.m. plus a matinee on Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes.
In the afternoon at 3. Okay. Yes. The Theatre Arts Admin Collective, for those who are going, where's that? Observatory, can you just tell us a little bit more about the space?
It's actually this incredible space that Carolyn Colburn manages. It's actually a Methodist church school hall that's now been converted into a theatre. Well, not now, it's been around for a while. It really focuses on creating a professional arena for people to do more experimental work, emerging voices to be able to showcase their work to audiences, and really develop a community around theatre. It's an incredible space and very special to be in. I feel very, very honored to be there.
And we want Cape Talk listeners to be there in the audience. Now, the tickets are only 80 Rand a head. Where do we book?
You can book on Tix SA.
Okay, that's TIXSA.
Yes.
Okay, not one of the more common ticketing platforms, so just take a note, TIXSA, Tixa. The cost 80 Rand a head, and please just Google Theatre Arts Admin Collective if you'd like to read up more about that amazing space and what's happening there. The show is called Still. The final question is on the SMS line, tell us about the symbolism of that name. What's in the title?
Oh, how do I say something without saying anything about giving it away? So still is, I'm trying to be clever. It's this thing of dealing with something over and over and over again and just sitting in it and being still in it and what that means. And I've had so many people tell me that, like, you know, my sexual assault doesn't define me. It doesn't change who I am. And those things are true. But it has shifted and molded my life in a way I never thought I didn't ever expect. And I think that I still sit in those emotions sometimes. And I think that it's important to remember that and find a way to work through that creatively. So I think that that's where that came from. But there's also a big twist at the end, which makes...
Which we're not going to give away.
Yeah, because that all makes sense.
Okay. You're going to have to go and find out for yourselves. And a reminder that the show is on until the 29th of July at the Theatre Arts Admin Collective. Olivia Fisher, thanks so much for joining us today, and break a leg.
Thank you so much. Thank you.